I just wanted to talk to you about something. You might not have, like, noticed or whatever, but for a while there, I was kind of into you.
Oh. You know, I may have picked up on something along those lines.
Right. I mean, when I thought you were a cannibal, that was pretty hot. And when you turned out to be all, you know, butt-kicking and in charge of stuff, that was pretty hot, too.
I do try.
And it totally works.
Her eyes blazed lustfully for a moment, but then she shook her head as if pushing the thoughts away.
It's just, well, I like someone else now. Like, you know what I mean?
Cal replayed the sentence in his head.
I think so?
But I didn't want you to be, you know, like, upset or whatever. It's not you, it's me.
Wait, are you breaking up with me?
It's for the best.
But we were never...
Cal caught the confused look on the wolf woman's face and nodded.
Yeah, okay, well, I can't say I'm not disappointed, but them's the breaks, I guess.
Miz's expression became one of relief.
We can still be friends, though, right?
Absolutely. Always.
He put out a hand for her to shake.
Put it there, pal.
Miz brushed the hand aside. She hugged him, which involved her full weight flopping down on top of him.
Oh, that's it.
He patted her hairy back.
Two friends sharing a hug. Breaking some ribs. Causing lasting internal injuries.
Miz straightened.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Miz grimaced, her sensitive ears taking the brunt of it. Cal gritted his teeth until the ship shuddered abruptly to a stop.
Kevin?
I did try to take over, sir, but she insisted on landing us herself. She can be really rather stubborn when she wants to be.
So I guess we've arrived?
Not yet, sir. We're still making our descent. Ms. Lauren merely hit an orbiting satellite. Oh, make that two. You may want to join the others on the bridge, sir. It really is quite a sight.
Cal stretched and looked over at Miz.
I better get dressed.
Want me to help?
I'm fine.
Want me to watch?
Again. I'm fine, but thanks for the offer. You head to the bridge. I'll see you in a couple minutes. Oh.
He stopped Miz before she reached the door.
And can you be really sarcastic about Lauren's flying on my behalf until I get there?
That I can totally do.